This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Kiss FM, what can't you do to people anymore?
I'm struggling with this because I'm a hugger. I like to hug people.
Ooh, yeah.
When we meet listeners, I come in for it, man. I'm like, come here, girlfriend. I consider myself affectionate in that way.
Yes.
And
not everybody is, though.
It's 2020, and we have to evolve. And even though there's things I don't want to evolve about, I've finally come to terms with I cannot just walk up and hug people anymore. And
no.
I know I'm going to get lit up by half the audience. Half the audience will agree. And you can text to 71037, but this is a real thing. With everything going on in the world, and we have sensory issues, and you have people who have been assaulted and don't want to be touched or whatever. So I get it. Just because I want to hug everyone, I'm trying to get into the place where I realize I can't just walk up and grab people or touch them. I did it the other day on Saturday at Panda Express. I met one of the girls that worked there. I go, oh, and then I go, right as I literally am about to put my arms around her, I had to stop and go, is this okay?
Yeah.
Can I hug you? Oh, she goes, of course. So I was like, I'm sorry. I know you're not supposed, like, you're supposed to be careful with space nowadays and, like, respect. It's true. People are allowed to have boundaries, and you can't just come in on them and touch them.
But you're saying that you're going to ask people before. You're not saying you're not going to hug
it
anymore.
Even if I even do it. I'll hug the people I love and know, but I cannot go up to a stranger anymore and just hug them when they say hello. That's not appropriate anymore. And like I said, you can evolve with the times. I want to hug.
Yeah.
I want to hug people, but I just have to accept what it is. Not everybody is open like me, and you don't know what they've been through or what they do or don't want as far as touch, you know?
This was a big topic of discussion. I facilitated a support group for survivors of suicide loss.
Okay.
And you're in a support group, so
people
are obviously sharing their emotions. They're talking about their loved one that's passed on from suicide, and in the training for this, they said you're gonna want to hug them, like reach out and like put a hand on them, and it's just a natural human
to
thing
say,
to do.
I'm here for
you.
I'm just
here
like
for
touch
you,
them,
just as a comforting thing. But not everybody's okay with that. So I've gotten used to now being. Is it okay if I hug you? Is it okay if I put my hand on your shoulder like this? Like I ask. It feels weird.
It does feel weird.
But it's not weird at all because they taught you, like, when you say, is it okay if I hug you? Who is it awkward for?
Right.
Nobody.
Very true,
No, so asking, I think, is okay. It's like a consent thing. But people
somebody,
like our midday guy, J-Matt, hates being hugged. Hates it. He's not a hugger. He's the complete opposite of you, Allie.
He hates it. And
complete opposite.
J-Matt is very not affectionate.
Not
very.
At all.
Like, and I could see, I've never tried to hug him, but I could imagine if I did, he'd probably cringe because he is that guy that hates hugs. Somebody texted in and said, just because you're a hugger doesn't mean they are. And that's
exactly.
My point. I can't assume everybody wants to hug me like I want to hug them. There's people that don't want to touch anyone.
Hold on, though. There is a texter to 71037. This is cracking me up.
What?
Allie, I grew up in a Polish family. We are huggers. You can hug me anytime, girlfriend.
Hey, just for the record, I'm Polish. I don't know if you know that, people.
I'm Polish, too.
My dad's family came from Poland, dude, during the Holocaust.
Oh, that's right.
That's why they came over.
My whole family's Polish, too.
Yeah.
Two Polacks on the show.
Yeah.
What up?
It's only half, though. That's my dad's side. I got more on my mom's side.
No, I'm full on Polish.
Oh, man.
I got the stupid side of the Polish, too.
Where's
unfortunately.
Somebody said something about being European the other day. Some white kid we work with. I go, aren't all of us white people, a lot of us European? Is that where we came from?
Yeah.
But thank you for the info.
Where do you stand on the hugging topic, huh? 71037, you can text. We'll read your text, or we can take your calls to 414-799-1037. Maybe you're not a hugger. How do people approach you then? How do you want to be approached as a non-hugger? It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.